Here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 4th of May, 2016. It was on this day, 1675, King Charles II of England commissioned the Royal Greenwich Observatory as the center of time and space on Earth. The prime meridian goes through Greenwich, originally marked by a brass strip and now by a green laser. The prime meridian, which marks the boundary between the eastern and the western hemispheres, and it is from Greenwich Mean Time, GMT, that clocks around the world are set. Until the establishment of GMT, each town, each country kept its own time, and of course they varied widely. The observatory building was designed by Sir Christopher Wren, the first building in Britain built specifically for a scientific purpose. It's the birthday of the father of public education, Horace Mann, born in Franklin, Massachusetts, 1796, the man who said, "Education is our only political safety. Outside of this ark, all is deluge." He was self-educated, learned by reading books at his local library. He was accepted into Brown University, graduated in 3 years, valedictorian, and in 1837, when Massachusetts created the first board of education in the country, he was appointed secretary. Inspected all the schools in the state, gave lectures, talked about the benefits of a common school education, and he spearheaded the common school movement, promising all children a basic education funded by taxes. Peter Minuit landed on the island of Manhattan on this date in 1626. The Dutch had had a trading post on Governor's Island for a couple of years, and in 1625 they started building Fort Amsterdam on Manhattan. So Minuit arrived to find a small village already in place, more land being cleared. There were great stands of hickory, oak, and chestnut trees among the grasslands, the salt marshes of Manhattan. Times Square was a red maple swamp. A creek ran through Midtown. On the west side of the island, there was a cemetery, a small farm, an orchard, and two wealthy estates. Most of the houses were built along the East River. The main street was an old Indian path running from the southern tip of the island north to what is now City Hall Park. First, it was called Herestraat, Gentleman Street, but eventually it came to be known as Breedeweg, which became the name we know it by today, Broadway. Here's a poem for today by Patrick Phillips entitled Matinee. After the biopsy, after the bone scan, after the consult and the crying, for a few hours, no one could find them, not even my sister, because it turns out they'd gone to the movies. Something tragic was playing, something epic, and so they went to the comedy with their popcorn and their cokes. The old wife whispering everything twice, the old husband cupping a palm to his ear as the late sun lit up an orchard behind the strip mall, and they sat in the dark holding hands. Matinee, a poem by Patrick Phillips from his collection Boy, published by University of Georgia Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.